Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, starting with that last drive of the first half, you guys seemed to move the ball better. Any reasons for that?
Well, we weren't in second and long and third and long. It makes it a lot easier.
Jay, on the third down pass to Eddie, I think right before the field goal attempt, would you, in retrospect, try to get the closer, a safer pass, or what were you trying to do in that play?
We had a couple passes there. We were obviously we wanted to get the first down. We wanted to get some chunks. Hindsight, obviously, it's 2020.
You talked to Robbie after this one, and how tough is it for a guy like that? And how tough is it for you guys? Obviously, you support him.
And... Yeah. I mean, we're going to support him. I mean, we had many opportunities on offense. We're just going to look at ourselves. Many opportunities to score more points, send this game in a different direction.
Had a lot of pressure today, but do you feel like it looked as if you were better on when you were on the move?
Yeah, we like getting on the move. I think Adam did a good job calling this game. It's really hard to call plays second and 8+ and 13 and 10+. It's just you don't have a lot of options, to be honest.
Well, that throw to Jeffrey in the end zone there. Let's go through that.
What would you like to know?
Was it underthrown? Did you think you had him?
Oh, we'll look at the film. I mean, obviously, I think I had him trying to give it a shot, so we'll see when we watch the film.
Just feel like another game where you guys left too much out there.
Yeah, I feel like we've had so many of these. I mean, the games we win, we figure out a way, and the games we don't, we don't figure out a way. So it's a tough feeling. Haven't been very good at home. I've lost some tight games. 3 points or less, overtime. These are tough games to swallow at this point.
Jay, what is the frustration of knowing that you guys are putting yourself in similar situations week after week?
Yeah. I mean, it's Groundhog's Day. I mean, we're right there, and there's been sometimes, sometimes we make the play, and other times we're not making the play. I think defense and offensively, we could have started better. There's a few plays that I definitely would like to have back, just like a lot of those guys in there.
We asked John how to kind of pull out of this. He said, well, sometimes you just don't. Is there a way to
– Yeah.
Is there a chance that you guys can't get out of this?
Yeah, I mean, we have three left, and I mean, he's right. Sometimes you don't. And sometimes you figure it out and find a way. It's not like we're far away. We're right there. There's been so many games where we've been right there on the cusp, and we just got to make some more plays or have a few things go our way. And a lot of it's self-inflicted, but a lot of it's execution, and a lot of that's on the players. Like I said before, I think Adam called a really good game. We had a good game plan coming into this. So as players, offensively, we need to look at ourselves.
Jay, those second and third down throws at the end, did you get the looks you wanted? I mean, did those plays go according to the way you...
Second down did. Third down, we'll have to look at it. I mean, I've got a pretty good idea of what happened. I'm going to talk through it with the receivers. But neither one of the looks were devastating or going to take us out of things.
You guys had a rough stretch late last year. Does it feel different in that line?
It does. It does. I think that's a good question. It does feel a lot different. I think we got a great group of guys in there. We've got a lot of no-quit attitudes. I think we have a coaching staff and management that knows how to win, and it's going to get done in there. It's just a matter of who's going to be on that team because they're going to figure it out a way.